In a world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic.
Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show. I'm excited today because we have the founder of an incredible SaaS company, a SaaS company that we use. And we're going to talk today about one of, I think, the most neglected parts, but probably one of the most critical parts of your marketing. And that's your documentation and proposals. I know it doesn't sound sexy, but it makes you, it's made us a lot of money. And we'll talk about that today. But first, before I talk to Makita, I want to talk to you a little bit about Authentic Web. This podcast is brought to you by Authentic Web. You know, if you're looking to grow your SaaS company, your healthcare practice, or any other business, your most powerful tool is your customer stories, and video is the best way to deliver those stories. You know, a lot of people say their clients are remote or want to remain anonymous. Well, we've created dynamic case stories to deliver your most powerful marketing message. If you want to learn about them, go to authenticweb.media to learn more. Download a guide we created planning your perfect case story in 15 minutes. Awesome. That's enough sales stuff. Makita Mikado, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Ian.
Awesome. So Makita is the founder of PandaDoc. Let's do a quick overview of exactly what PandaDoc is. Tell me all about it.
Well, PandaDoc helps thousands of sales teams to close deals by streamlining quotes, proposals, contracts, all kinds of sales documents and workflows around those documents, such as building out price quotes, discounting, getting those documents signed, and then even accepting payments right within these digital beautiful docs. That's what PandaDoc is all about. We're a platform that helps you to close deals. We sit at the very, very end of the sales process.
Yeah, and I want to get into later on the show some of your ninja tactics, because I've seen you guys. What I love about PandaDoc is we use it. It has a lot of great functionality. It's super stable, super secure. We use it for our proposals. But what I really love about it, you guys, is that you use your own software. You know, it's so funny how you see people that, well, they don't eat. It's, and I know in the software and startup world, it's called eating your own dog food. So you see a lot of companies that just don't do it, which is really cool. I want to get into some of your ninja tactics. But first, let's just talk about why, you know, your whole story is out there. And you sold berries in Belarus and you started Quilt Roller. I want to get a little bit into that. But why is this documentation so important? Why is this so important for sales teams to do it this way? And how have you shifted it versus the old way that it was done?
Right. I can tell you the story of my co-founder and I, and how we got the idea behind PandaDoc. Well, we had to send sales proposals and contracts to various parties. We've run a web development consulting company, and we had no idea if those clients ever opened those documents. You know, in many cases, we were sending documents and we're getting responses we never received it while those proposals or contracts were shopped around. Like, so we really wanted to be able to manage the process all the way through. We run a small shop. We were small, but we wanted to look big. We wanted to look professional. We wanted to spend a lot less time doing administrative work. And we also wanted to stand out. Whenever Incline opened up our proposal, we wanted for them to be for them to be easy to sign in that proposal. We wanted for want them to get an impression of our brand, of our company that that would be proud of. And we wanted that document to present us as if we were a multi-million dollar company, which we were not at the time. So the need to streamline things, to make them a part of our CRM workflow, the need to look better, and the need to decrease amount of time we have to spend on dealing with documents, and yeah, of course, the need to make it easy for customers to interact with us, the need to make it easy for customers and to digest information. All those needs created PandaDoc, and those are the needs that we're serving today with for more than at this point 11,000 companies.
Wow. That's a lot of companies. That's a lot of proposals. And you know, we talked a little bit before the show about the data. I want to get into that too, because I think, you know, what's great about this is that you're getting a ton of data about these. But as I mentioned, you know, to me, this is, I've been in sales and marketing for a long time now. And I, you know, I worked for a big company, and we did have like online contract software, and the contracts were so ugly. And also there was no marketing in them. It was just contracts. And I there was always a hiccup at that process. And that's when I got excited about PandaDoc and being able to put proposals and contracts into one thing and make it a seamless process. I think it's a crucial, crucial thing. So when you send out proposals now and you send out these documents, what are your best practices to doing this, to making it not only user-friendly, but also signed as fast as possible and empower your sales team?
Yeah, there's a, what I call, there's a Darwin's theory in sales as well. There's an evolution process that sales teams go through. They typically start by attaching a plain word contract to an email in order to close a deal. And it's, you know, it exposes your business to legal risks because you share more documents with your sales team, and then they can edit stuff you don't want to be edited, and yada, yada, yada. Then you have to manually attach it to your CRM system. Customers, it's hard for customers. Your customers got to print those things out, like sign them, attach them to email, send it back. And there's a need to negotiate or like go back and forth on a few things. That just, this whole process just becomes a nightmare. Mm-hmm. So that's where you start, right? But that's where a lot of businesses start. Then some evolve into uploading those contracts into whatever sign. Let's put it that way. There are a lot of e-signature products out there that help you to upload a document, send it to a third party, get it signed. That helps to improve the process a little bit. But then you still have to deal with a bunch of back and forth and email attachments whenever you need to change something within those documents and you need to negotiate. Then the next iteration of this would be to turn that plain faceless contract into a sales proposal. What I mean is that you will not only speak to the customer in legalese, but you'll also have some information on the value that you provide, and you differentiate yourself. You'd make your business stand out and make that document look good. That's typically the time when tools like PandaDoc come handy. And you'd also be able to make edits to those documents. So that basically gets you to the peak of that evolution that your sales process goes through. And what we're noticing is that for some of our clients, opportunity close rates increased by more than 30%.
Wow.
Which is huge. Imagine adding 30% to your bottom line. That's a lot, right?
Yeah, without much expense at all.
Exactly. So with your sentiment around sales documents being boring, indeed, like it's, people consider documents to be very boring. Yeah, but it is a very effective way to improve your bottom line. That's for sure.
For sure. I mean, one of the ways we use it too is like, it's not only making great documents, and we'll talk about video too, but just even seeing, having a clarity of when people have been on it. So, you know, A, they got it, which, how many times have like, hey, did you get my proposal? Well, you can tell someone got your proposal, which is amazing to me alone, because it's like, oh, I know they're looking at my proposal right now. Let me pick up the phone. And I know we've closed a ton of business because of that.
Yeah. That's a part of how you get your close rates increased by 30% by instrumenting a smart follow-up.
Yep. Yeah. And also, like you said before, protecting yourself. I mean, personally, when we first started out, we were doing the document thing that you were talking about, and this was 10 years ago, and there were some document signing software, but nothing really for proposals. It was crazy expensive back then. And we would have clients download it. By the time they download it too, then they start reading it. Then they, because it's downloaded now, let me mark it up and start writing it on your legal contract. I'm like, yeah, you can't do that. And then we get in this whole discussion. And guess what? No one's ever marked up. They've made some comments on our contracts, but not ever marked it up. So that's been super, super helpful. I want to take a break from this, and I want to talk a little bit, because I have a big question for you. I did some research. I didn't do a ton, but I did find out, A, you were Quote Roller before, which we used, which was one of the first ones that we used. And B, I'm just curious, when you moved over from Quote Roller to PandaDoc, where'd the name PandaDoc come from?
So you just, at the beginning of the show, you said documents are boring. And we knew that we're entering a fairly established, old, and somewhat boring market. And we want to add a spark. We want to have something, at least as a part of our brand, that makes us different, memorable, adds a little bit of a cool factor. So we thought, well, okay, who else has done it? Say email marketing. Like, what's fun about sending emails? Like, not much. But then you got, folks like MailChimp that sparked it up a little bit. And they did it by adding a mascot to their brand. Okay, let's do the same thing. What are the domain names that are available? So like, we started looking for domain names. And then we found PandaDoc. And we're like, okay, sounds good. Everybody loves pandas. And wait a second, pandas are in danger due to deforestation. We're going to help the world to, waste less paper, thus saving more trees for the pandas. That is a real story and a marketing story that we came up with a little later.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. It's interesting names, because it's naming something is so, so difficult. Naming a business, especially now all the domain names are taken, and pretty much it's so easy to start a business that pretty much it feels like any name that you come up with, there's a business out there already. So that's an interesting story. So as you're growing PandaDoc, what have been your biggest successes and your biggest challenges in growing PandaDoc?
The biggest challenges, I think as with any business, nowadays, the biggest challenge is finding and hiring, finding the right talent, hiring people, growing people, coordinating work of highly of people that do creative work, people that do intellectual work. It's very, very hard. A lot of things that we do are not tangible and require different and non-trivial approaches towards work. So, I think people, process, coordination, those were the most challenging piece of the puzzle. Technology is tough too, but I think that at a certain point, it becomes less of a challenge compared to the most advanced AI engine out there, which is a human being.
So not AI,
human intelligence. Yeah,
human intelligence. Gotcha. Gotcha. It's funny because it's everyone has these big startup ideas and people don't think of that aspect. I think that's most entrepreneurs until you get a few team members, they think that that's an easy part, that it's marketing and sales only. But that's a critical part to growing a great company. And I saw in one of your other interviews that one of your favorite books was Quiet Leadership.
Yeah.
Is that still one of your favorites? Do you have a new one?
It is a great book. I just read a book by John Doerr called Measure What Matters. Mm-hmm. And we as a company go through setting up Google's way of setting goals and tracking results called OKRs. So that book has been tremendously helpful, and it's just a great book. It's very well written and very concise, very on point. And I loved it. That's my favorite book of the month. That's what it's about.
You're like me. It's like, oh, this is the book I'm reading right now, so it's the best book ever.
But Quiet Leadership is an amazing book. I highly recommend it to everyone and anyone who is in the position of leading people.
Awesome. So let's talk about how you are using PandaDoc. One of the things you said you're using is video. And, you know, we use video. We put the video case stories. We don't put testimonials. We put our customer stories in there in video. And it's been super powerful to remind people that, hey, other people have been through this. What are some of the ways that you're using it and using video and seeing it being used across your customers?
Let's first talk about proposals because that's where we started. We ourselves close deals with proposals. If you want to buy PandaDoc, more likely we're going to send you a proposal. And that proposal is likely going to have a video. We give a little bit of freedom. I mean, we give a lot of freedom to our sales team to determine what to send and when, but most of the proposal templates that we have a video embedded so that you get an email that has a link to the proposal. You click on the link, you open it up, and it looks like a document, but it's going to have a video, it's going to have a pricing table that you can interact with, and it's going to have an electronic signature and so on and so forth. So the types of videos that we have in our content library are the following. So like product demos, when you do a qualification call, you find out what is a workflow that we have to serve. Then we'd probably try to embed a video that talks about PandaDoc serving that workflow. So yeah, so basically kind of like product videos. Product overviews and so on and so forth. Video case studies. If We had a, you know, let's say, had an opportunity to record a video with a company in a specific vertical where they talk about using PandaDoc and having success with it, and would, of course, drop that video into a proposal. Unfortunately, we don't have that many of those videos, but we're working on it, and I hope we'll have more. Video case studies, product overviews, and then just a generic, actually, it's not a part of our proposal process, but it is a part of our hiring. Whenever we make offer letters, we have this like inspirational video about working at PandaDoc that we embed in the offer letter, because, you know, the decision to join a company is a very emotional decision, and we want that document to be warm, empathetic, and to respond, to be emotional in a way. And there's no better way to add this emotion component is by adding a video, because text is, people don't read that much these days. Let's be honest, like 140 characters is pretty much the mental limit that we devolved back to. How do people watch videos? More and more, we become creatures that prefer video content over text. Look at the bursts of Instagram and Snapchat and YouTube and so on and so forth.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, like, long-winded answer. There are three kinds of videos we have, like two that we're using in sales and one that we're using in hiring.
And what, and you mentioned before, you have some metrics on that.
Yeah. So this is quite dirty because there are so many different kinds of documents, and not always we can distinguish a proposal from, let's say, an offer letter or an onboarding document for someone who just joined the company. But we've noticed an 18% uplift in the close rates for the documents that have a video versus documents that do not have a video.
Wow. That's another big increase. Wow. I mean, 18%, you know, on your documents, is that's a nice little raise there, especially if you're doing a bunch of those and you have a big sales team. That's fantastic. So what are some other, what are your ninja tactics? What's really working right now besides video in PandaDoc and in using it? Because I've heard some from some friends who've gotten some proposals from me, and they're like, wow, they're doing this and this and this. And I want to hear from you guys what's really working right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So a few hacks. One of the things that PandaDoc allows you to do is to have options within price quotes that the buyer can select from, choose from. So a tactic could be to send a proposal with a couple of options. The moment they open that proposal or a quote, you basically try to see where the attention is being spent, and then 10 minutes later, do a follow-up call. And understand if there is interest, understand what kind of interest there is, but then channel the conversation onto discussing the options, so that you basically get passed by the first milestone, the commitment, and then you move on to discussing which options are the options that the buyer is interested to choose from. That frees you up from negotiating on price or basically other things you wouldn't want to negotiate on, but negotiating on different options to say you're selling a consulting project and you can consult for 1 month and charge $10,000 for that. And then there's just one option. You're going to be negotiating on the price or like or on the length of the contract. Instead, you can say, okay, so it's $10,000 1 month, or it's, let's say, $20,000 3 months, and you let the buyer to choose. So that's one hack. Definitely follow up. No later than 30 minutes after that document has been opened, because that is about the amount of time where you can grok the emotional response that the buyer has. Are they surprised? Are they do they feel like it's a good deal? Are there any objections? Are there any concerns? You can get all that a lot less distilled in the first 30 minutes after the deal has been submitted. And then finally, build a library of content that you use over and over and over again. That's going to save you a tremendous amount of time. And in a way, those like transactional documents, be those proposals or contracts, they're like Legos. You don't really write all those things from scratch. You shouldn't write all those things from scratch each and every time. Instead, templatize all your sales collateral, all your sales content, so that you can drag and drop, copy and paste, and save a ton of time that you'd rather spend talking to your clients.
Yep. Yeah. It's been a great tool, time saver, able to build consistency, able to fix stuff. And then, quickly have someone else help me create proposals or help have some, sales team quickly can drag and drop proposals. And, it allows customization and productization at the same time. And I think that's an important blend, especially if you have a service-based business, because if you're completely customizing everything ground up, it takes more time. And I see so many people, it takes a week to build a proposal, and it's that costs you money in countless ways. That's fantastic. Fantastic. And we don't even use that option. I like that pricing option. I think that is really, really good, because that's one of the things, like, I try not to discount. We just try to add value. And
And actually I forgot to say the most important thing. Send proposals instead of plain quotes or plain contracts in order to close deals. Stand out from competition, look better. That is, honestly, there's just one thing that your listeners can get out of this. And let's say that is the most valuable thing that you can do as a business.
100%, because it's a marketing opportunity. It's when you really have them captured, because you've spent all this time getting them to that one point, and now you're like, instead of really driving it home and getting them excited. And, and even if you feel like it's a sure bet, you can get people more excited about working with you and get them also. One of the other things that we do too is we add in a process video, so people understand what happens once they sign on the dotted line, because people don't understand. Like, a lot of times people don't take action because they're just not sure what's going to happen next. And that's where a great place is to explain to them, hey, once you sign on the dotted line, this is what goes on. I think that's all valuable advice. So, Nikita, this has been fantastic. I really, really appreciate it. What is your big vision now? Where are you taking PandaDoc?
Well, we'd like more businesses to benefit from sending robust beautiful proposals versus plain quotes and contracts. We're looking to expand our product into more workflows around sales documents and closing deals. It's like very, very last step. We recently enabled the ability to accept payments and transact right within the document. So let's say you've sent a this proposal that I got signed, instead of waiting for a check in the mail, you can allow that customer to pay right inside that document. So they sign on it. All right. Now that becomes an invoice. You can pay right inside of that document. We are working on launching some contract management capabilities within Pandoc. I want to build a great business where people can build their careers and learn. This is the, this is our number one value. I want to learn.
And, love it.
I want Pandoc to be the place for others to learn a lot as well.
Yep. I love that. That's one of our core values at Authentic Web too, is always sharpening the saw, always getting better and better and better, because I love to see the people we work with grow. It's part of business. So that's fantastic. Well, Makita, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Ian. Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. Make sure to go to pandadoc.com, check it out. You know, if you're not using proposal software, use it. And if you're going to use proposals, make sure to get those case stories in there. It'll transform. I mean, 18% increase in business. I think that's worth it. Thank you all for listening to the show. This has been Ian Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlic on Facebook.